The central Queensland city of Rockhampton is preparing for its worst flood in 60 years. 3,000 homes are under threat over the next few days, with the Fitzroy River tipped to peak past 9 metres. And in southeast Queensland, floodwaters are mostly starting to recede, only to reveal the damage done to hundreds of homes. Catherine Gregory has spoken to affected residents.
That's standing up at that corner looking back at the house.
So that's all the water coming through?
Yeah, and the veggie patches there, they're underwater.
Angus Blacklock is showing videos from the night when more than a metre of water pummeled through his Luscombe home south of Brisbane.
So between midnight and 3 a.m. it would have come up 5 to 7 metres.
Is that the fastest you've ever seen water rise?
My word, yes. Yeah. And it was up to our waist all up. So yeah, salvage what you could and yeah, walk away.
There's very little left of his recently renovated house. Floorboards are replaced by mud. All the furniture is in a giant pile on the front lawn and the back shed is flattened. He's one of hundreds in the Logan region who'll have to start all over again after Cyclone Debbie dumped record levels of rain on her way through southeast Queensland late last week.
Day before, I heard on TV that Queensland Emergency Services, this would be nowhere near as bad as 2011. This has far exceeded 2011. So I wasn't too nervous, to be honest with you, because of information I've been given.
Are you insured?
No. It costs too much to insure. You live on a floodplain, it's ridiculous what they want for insurance.
Nearby in the Logan suburb of Eagleby, Frances Short has a team of friends and family helping clear up her partially destroyed home.
That's the cruelest part because there's a lot of memorabilia lost from the children, from the grandparents, and it's very sad. Really is.
Authorities say the damage bill is beyond comprehension for this region and warn the flood threat is not yet over. In central Queensland, Rockhampton residents have nothing to do but wait for what's tipped to be the worst flood in more than 60 years. The Fitzroy River is expected to peak at 9.4 metres on Wednesday and inundate at least 5,000 properties. The Fitzroy pub, which has gone under before, spent the weekend getting ready to look after locals seeking refuge. Manager Tiona McGuigan.
We keep the pub still running. We have boats pull up here to get stock, or they'll run me down the street so I can get some more stock and have barbecues and food.
Glenn Day lives right next door to the river in the flood-prone suburb of Depot Hill. He says he's learnt from the 2011 floods.
So that was 9.1, and we don't know what to expect this time, but it could be equal or worse.
Are you feeling a bit nervous?
No. No, look, this time we've actually been able to get here and move things and lift things up.
The Rockhampton Airport will be shut today and a temporary levee has been set up.
Catherine Gregory reporting.